Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 16th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlowshitpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Enoch continues to record the details of the path of angels as God commands. Despite the promise of peace and prosperity that God endeavors to make to mankind in a covenant of His forgiveness for this baptism and repentance of sin, humanity will once again descend into the pitfalls of sin and idolatry. Knowing all of this in advance, Almighty God decrees the final fate of mankind, which will be to end in the fiery apocalypse of global thermonuclear war. The final prophecy becomes a desperate plea to repent, but humanity has failed to evolve as a peaceful species. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. Michael departed with the message of truth and God's wrath to come, and the Lord continued speaking to Holy Raquel. God said,
"Destroy all the souls addicted to drugs, depravity, and dalliance, and the Nephilim offspring of the Watchers, for they have tyrannized, tormented, and terrorized mankind. Let every oppressor perish from the face of the earth, let every evil work be destroyed. The plan of righteousness and of rectitude will appear, and its produce will become a blessing. Righteousness and rectitude shall be forever planted with delight. Then shall all the saints give thanks, and live until they have begotten 1,000 children, for the whole period of their youth, and their Sabbaths shall be completed in peace. In those days after this great deluge, all the earth shall be cultivated in righteousness. It shall be wholly replanted with trees, filled with benediction, and every tree will be planted in it. And it shall be vines, and the vine will yield fruit to satiety. Every seed which shall be sown in the soil shall produce for one measure 1,000, and one measure of oil shall produce 10 presses of oil."
Raquel hurried to his task and readied his aim, finding a choice instrument from the distant asteroid belt, frozen and enormous, mostly being made of ice, that would surely have the result God commanded. Then the Lord God Almighty turned to Fanuel and said,
"Purify the earth from all oppression, from all injustice, from all crime, from all impiety, and from all the pollution which is committed upon it. Exterminate all evil from the earth. Then shall all the children of men be righteous, and all nations shall pay me divine honors, bless me, and adore me. Cleanse the earth from all the corruption of those fallen ones, from every crime, from all punishment, suffering, and sacrifice. Guide them to repentance and to ask for my forgiveness in the hope of receiving everlasting life, even unto death. Allow these antediluvian revelations to prevail with wisdom, because I will never again send a deluge upon earth from one generation to generation forever. In the latter days I will open the receptacles of my wrath, which are in heaven, that I may cause my judgment to descend upon earth upon all the works and upon the labors of man. For those who truthfully repent, peace and equity shall associate with them for all the days of their existence in my spirit, and in every generation of them forever and ever.
Afterwards, the Ancient of Days, who does not have a need for repentance because God is holy perfection and everlasting life, immediately knew that the damage was severe, that mankind would refuse to repent of pagan idolatry, murder, heretical lies, and sexual immorality, and that this problem was not so easily solved. God Almighty, who knows everything always, stated,
"It will have been in vain that I have destroyed all habitations of earth. I decree that I will never again increase the quantity of water on earth by directing an ice comet from the Oort cloud to melt in the sky, an impact that it causes tidal waves, storms of heavy rain, and results in a great deluge that wipes out the scourge of humanity. I will not act thus towards all of those who survive and dwell upon earth. I will place a sign in the heavens, and it shall be a faithful witness between myself and the chosen forever. As long as the days of heaven and earth last upon the earth, that never again will there be destruction by water, and the way of water has been the second chance for the souls of men. Afterwards, according to this my decree, whenever I shall once again be disposed to seize them beforehand by the instrumentality of angels, who will, in that day of affliction and trouble, impose my wrath and my punishment upon the earth, that my punishment and wrath will be by fire inextinguishable, that there will be no survivors, that there will be no way of water, that there will be no longer a second chance for any life to ever live again on the earth, because it will be burned to ash. That ash, the fallout will fall and cover all of the earth, choking out all life unceasingly for the equivalent of a lifetime and a half. This contamination of ash will irradiate the earth, killing all life."
Thus saith the Lord, the one and only one, the Holy Spirit. O ye kings, O ye mighty who inhabit the world, you shall behold the elect one sitting upon the throne of glory. He shall judge Azazel, all his associates, and all his hosts, in the name of the one and only one, the Holy Spirit. There likewise Enoch beheld hosts of many evil spirits who were moving in punishment, confined in a network of iron and brass, a worldwide web of deceitfulness. Enoch asked the angels of peace,
"Where are those in confinement going, and who are these demons?"
The holy angel Serachiel, who was a holy one unlike these others, in Enoch's vision, said to Enoch,
"Each and every one of these, their beloved and their hosts who flourished in the fountains that flowed from the blood of the innocent, will be cast into the deep recesses of the valley, and that valley will be filled with them, their beloved and hosts. The day of their lives will be consumed, being ended forever, because the days of their error are innumerable and unforgivable. These errors will be the sign of the end to come. The crises caused by these errors they will all see, and all in that valley will know the end is to come soon." Yeah.
Enoch was very surprised to hear this antediluvian revelation, but he patiently entreated the holy angels to continue. Michael said,
"Then shall princes combine together and conspire, these princes of darkness and deception who desire and covet for power over others in the world, for the greatest dominion and wealth, the chiefs of the Middle Eastern land, those among the Parthians and Medes, becoming known as Iran, will remove kings, shahs, and sultans, and in the evil of their perturbation, they will begin hurling them from their thrones, springing as lions from a den, and like famished wolves into the midst of the flocks. They shall go up and tread upon the land of the elect. All of the land of the elect will be opened up to them at last. The threshing floor will be the path for them, and they will destroy the city of righteousness, the city of Enoch's righteous descendants, Jerusalem. Israel shall impede the progression of Iran and their horses, which draw the chariots of war, the Merkabah. The descendants of Enoch will oppose them, and the descendants of those who worship false gods will rise up to destroy each other with the missiles of Merkabah. Their right hand will be strengthened by the Western Prince, who is a prince of darkness, and both genders in one body of power, being an abomination to God in every policy it imposes, that neither Iran nor Israel will be anyone's brother or friend, nor will there be a son to a father or to a mother her daughter, until the number of the dead bodies shall be completed by their deaths and the punishment to follow. It shall not take place without cause, but it will lack reason. In those days, the mouth of hell will open. Into it, they will all be immersed and swallowed. Hell will consume and swallow up those sinners right before the eyes and in the face of the elect."
After this vision imparted to him in the holy words of Michael, the angelic messenger of eternal truth, and from another prophet, the son of a man from another time, Enoch beheld another army of chariots with men riding in them, but they were not Romans. Enoch did not even know about Romans in his time. They came upon the wind from the east, from the west, and from the south, nuclear missiles from all directions, going in all directions, because it was the beginning of the end. The sound of the noise from these Merkabah was heard all over the planet, because there was no place anywhere on earth where there was any silence or darkness, with all of it being on fire. When that agitation took place, the saints of heaven saw it. The pillar of the earth shook from its foundation, and the sound heard from the extremities of the earth echoed unto the extremities of the heavens simultaneously. Then all who heard it fell down and worshipped the Holy Spirit, for the arrival of Gabriel to unite heaven and earth was imminent. This concludes episode 16 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch, the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 7 through 12, of Part 2, Canto 3, from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polyet Losha Publishing YouTube channel. The finality of this third canto might be alarming to many listeners who have come to know the truth of it, and how the conflicts in Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and the South China Sea all point to the same cause for these conflicts. The United States of America is the culprit, and Enoch's vision of how God's wrath will be imposed on that nation and other NATO nations in Western Europe is sure to be finality of mankind. Thanks to the worst president in the history of the United States, World War III will be declared by these non-Christian nations in the world who have finally come to the end of their patience with empirical meddling in their national affairs. Western empiricists will burn in hell for imposing their pagan idolatry on others in the world. Christianity, based on Roman Catholicism, has always been a religion of warfare, not world peace. Be sure to subscribe for notification of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.